Everyone, and welcome to Minute 79 of Season 8 of Movie Around Minute, the daily podcast, where we FUBAR our way through the 1998 Steven Spielberg award-winning film Saving Private Ryan, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again is Rebecca Denniston of Taking Up Room and Taking Up More Room. Welcome back to the show, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rob. Glad to be back.
Yeah, in the middle of a spelling quiz.
Oh boy.
Yeah, seriously. So minute 79 begins with Mellish continuing to spell and ends with Miller starting to have a moment of clarity. So we ended things yesterday with Mellish Jackson and Ryben sitting there going through all the dog tags, sort of going a little overboard with the way that they're doing it. But trying to be as effective as possible, you know, by the way they do it. And then we get Jackson, who thinks he actually has, he says, I think I got a winner. And he thinks he's found Ryan. And then Mellish takes it and starts looking at it, and he goes, yeah, you're a real genius. He goes, Ryan. And he starts spelling it out, and he goes, R-I-E-N-N-E. Because that's Ryan, and that's French, all right?
Yeah.
Because you know what that means? And Jackson goes, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Now, it's pretty ironic that he says that, because the apparently, you know, the apparently in French, the word rien actually does mean nothing.
Yes.
I don't know French, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that for sure, but that's what I read. And that says so much about the fact that, you know, later on IMDb, it talks about the fact that you know, later on in the movie, Miller then says, I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care. The man means nothing to me. So basically he's, you know, saying he means Ryan to me. It means nothing to me. So it's a nice play on words. But yeah. They, you know, makes you wonder if they did that on purpose at some point. You never know. And I mean, these guys, you know, seem to start arguing, and they're shouting, and we see other soldiers walking by who are really starting to get confused as to what they're seeing here. You know, this is not a typical. Scenario of what you would normally find, you know, while walking through, you know, an army. I don't know if it's a camp, if you will, say, but you know, a location where everyone has to go through in order to get to the next point and stuff like that.
Like a staging and area.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's right. No, you're right. Staging area. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Good. Cool.
Sometimes it's possible to forget words along the way.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. So they're just looking at what's going on as they're walking through the staging area, and it just doesn't make any sense to them. You know, what are these guys doing right now with making all this noise and stuff like that? And you know, Miller makes his way in also. But they give us a nice, long, lingering shot on soldiers walking by, followed by Wade tending to some of the wounded. And you see, like, Wade's hands are completely bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
But he still has, you see the guy that's lying on the ground that he's taking care of has on his, on his shirt, it's pinned like a... I guess either instructions or explaining what's happened to this guy or whatever it is, you know, and Wade gets a little perturbed because of the fact that we hear, you know, Mellish and Jackson and Ryben. So they start making it even more of a game by saying, hey, what beats three of a kind? And Jackson goes, I got shit here. I got all guys from New York. Mellish, I got a full house. Do you need a hand with that? I got a full house. I got you beat. I got a straight flush. Full house he's got. You were looking at my tags. You're cheating, you know? Ryan, unreal, this guy. Gene in hand with that. Can you read that? And, you know, Ryman picks up one of them and there's like a hole through the, you know, through the dog tag. And he goes, Jesus Christ, look at this poor bastard. And then Mellish says, I guess they're not bulletproof, huh? Guess not. All right.
Wow.
I don't like what he's got between his ears. And then Jackson goes, sort of like what you fellas got between your legs. He goes, well, you got to give him that. That's not bad. Not bad with you, Jackson. All right. I got three of a kind. All right. Full house. They sort of do just completely get out of hand with this whole thing about, you know, this whole conversation, because they're making a lot of noise as they're doing it.
Yes.
But again, I think it goes to show that these guys just are sick of this mission already. They want to move on. They want to do actual fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not there just to look for this guy. They, you know, we've had the whole conversation as to, you know, why does, you know, why is Ryan more deserving to go home than any of them and that type of stuff. So here they're just, I guess they're just blown off steam in certain ways by the way that they're doing this.
Yes.
And again, they don't know any of these guys, so that's not really affecting them at all. You know, as far as they're concerned, you know, hey, you know, we don't know who these guys are. We just want to find Ryan. Let's hope we find Ryan here, and then we don't have to worry about this anymore. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, they're done, but they're not.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you know, they just want to, you know, get this done. Let's go back and let's continue with what we need to do and not deal with this somewhat extraneous mission that we've now been given. You know, that type of thing. Of
sorting the dog tags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just interesting when I watched that scene. I kept thinking of a couple of scenes in other movies where you've got this, the idea of accounting for someone that you've never, you know, you maybe, you know, has maybe has died or you've never seen or something. And then, but in these other movies, they approach it so differently. Like in Memphis Belle, I mean, you probably remember the first scene where they're going, where the pilots, you know, the plane explodes. And so they're going through the guy's personal effects afterwards. And okay, letters, wife or girlfriend. Okay.
That's right.
You know, and so.
And who wants all the condoms and all those
book,
things?
You know, oh, here's some chocolate, that's right. You know. So, I mean, it's at once like, okay, this is someone they knew, but, you know, it's both a, he doesn't need this stuff. He probably wants us to have it. But at the same time, we've got to decide what to send home to his family because they have this one image of him. And if they see
that's right.
All of this other stuff, that's going to shatter that image. So we need to sanitize some things first. So this was not that scene. Or the another one was in Cry Havoc. This was a 1943 movie about volunteer nurses in Bataan. And there's one scene where Ann Southern and why am I blanking on her name? But she's been in tons of stuff. But anyways, they're sitting there going through the personal effects of soldiers that have died. And they take inventory of every single thing in every little pouch that they come through. And okay, here's a marble. Here's a picture of his family. Wow, look how young his wife is. So everything serves to humanize these people. And the Private Ryan scene is not that scene. It's just like, no, we're more pragmatic about this. We just want to get going, like you said. And it's just like, wow. That's sad, but also not unexpected for these guys to act like this.
Right. Exactly. Because, again, they, as far as they're concerned, they want to find out that Ryan's dead and let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing here,
yep.
As opposed to be wasting our time with this.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem, that they believe that they're wasting their time.
Yeah. They're not humanizing him at this point in the movie.
Correct.
Yep.
Because it's difficult to humanize him, especially after, you know, just 2 weeks ago, they met the wrong Ryan.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, hey, what do we, you know, why do we care about this guy?
Yeah.
You know, why is he more important than we're supposed to be?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And again, that's one of the themes of the movie. You know, why is one man more important than the others?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should all be seen on the same level with everything that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would have been my question to those guys. It's like, wouldn't, if you were in the same position as Ryan, wouldn't you have wanted other people to do the same courtesy to you and your family if you were in that position? I think they would.
Well, sort of that we've gotten that response.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things that when they met Captain Hamill,
Yeah.
Ted Danson, he said the same thing. He goes, "I got a couple of brothers, so get this guy home."
Yeah.
We never hear the personal story of any of them, whether they have siblings or things like that from
Yeah.
that perspective, and also, I mean, we'll later on see the reaction of Ryan,
Yep.
who also is like, "I'm no better than anyone else.
Yeah.
There's no reason that I should be going home."
Yeah. Yep.
That type of thing. And so they take this whole theme, and we get to see it from numerous perspectives throughout the whole movie, and the way that it plays out
Yeah.
and stuff like that. And so I like the way that they do that.
Yeah, it's so well done. Yeah. Yeah, those guys definitely saw themselves as expendable, and you can't, that's no shock. They were there to buy
Right.
time, as Eisenhower said about D-Day.
Correct. Correct. And I like the fact that we have, Miller just standing there, who seems to be humored by what's going on.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like interfere. He's like, "Okay, these guys have to let off a little bit of steam. Let's just let them do it. I'm not here to cause any problems right now. If this is the way the guys want to react, let them react right now this way."
Not a buster.
Because also it's also at this point, this is his best idea of how to try and find Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm sure he also believes that he wants them to find Ryan as quickly as possible,
Yeah.
to be able to move on to the next stage of what they need to do.
Yep. Process
That type of thing.
elimination. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, they start, they take this to such an extreme level with the fact that it's as if they're playing poker,
Yes.
because they start talking about the three of a kind, full house, and stuff like that, which again doesn't it, it's funny when you think of it,
Yeah.
but it when you're dealing with dog tags, yeah, I don't think you're gonna that, that's you're gonna be able to do any of those things, because nothing is at all connected here.
Now.
You're not going to find three guys with the same name or anything like that. I mean, even the comment, they say the guys are all from New York. I'm trying to remember if it says where you're from. I think it does say where you're from.
Probably.
Maybe it does have a. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Trying to remember if on dog tags they have your place of birth. I don't recall right now what conclusion we came to at that point.
Yeah.
But then the music changes as they're doing this, and it gets to be like a very more somber and serious tone, which I like how they do that. They hear these guys are quote unquote having fun, and that's when the music changes to a slower paced thing. I think it's trying to make us realize
Yeah.
how much these guys are being affected by everything that's going on.
Yeah.
They might be joking, but it's besides it is dark humor, but it's also them trying to find a coping mechanism for everything that's going on
Yes.
with them.
Yeah.
These are guys who were all milliseconds away from dying at any point, over the last few days, and here they've now reached a point where they're going through basically a list of all these people who didn't make it.
Yeah.
And they're sort of trying to take it in and stuff like that. And Wade just gets up and starts walking over to them, and he goes, "What the hell are you doing? The whole goddamn airborne's watching. These aren't poker chips."
Oh my word. Yeah, they're walking by, and they look like kids, and they look hurt. They look hurt by what
Yeah.
they're seeing.
That's right.
It's like, oh my
I
word.
literally also a lot of them are injured.
Yeah. It's like, oh my word, those guys are kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
Completely. And then Jackson goes, "All right, all right, all right." And then Wade starts picking up some of them and goes, "Put them back in there."
Yeah.
Just to try and get the whole thing out of there.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It just
So he mentions poker chips. So what do you know about the history of poker chips?
That's probably another thing that's gone way, way, way back. I'm sure ancient times they had something like poker chips. Maybe they didn't call them that, but I'm sure it's not a new concept.
Right. I mean, obviously the idea of using poker chips and stuff like that is instead of having to use money on the spot.
Just something to bet. Yeah.
That's right. Right. So it goes all the way back to the mid 1700s.
Ah.
There were different card games where they wanted to start keeping point systems, so they'd have like these various tokens to use them.
Yeah.
Basically, they had different colors for each person, so that they would know at the end who owes what. Instead of using, they had different denominations based on different sizes, the different shapes and sizes and stuff like that. They kept trying to change the what was being used as the poker chips and stuff like that. They tried the clay, and there have been thousands of different designs of what people have used, over the years, and colors and things like that.
Wow.
With the whole thing, so it's very interesting to think about it. And so, the idea also is that you have different colored chips nowadays, which will have different monetary values and stuff like that to make it a little easier to figure out the whole thing. They do have in casinos uniform colors and sizes for different chips, and in different states, which allow gambling and stuff like that. So like in New Jersey and Illinois, they have uniform colors, but for instance in Nevada they don't.
That's true. That's true. They're multicolored. Yeah.
I mean they have to have different types of the edges have to be done a certain way, and they have to have the name and location of the casino
Yeah.
and the chip's value written on it.
Yep, so no.
And it has to be like impressed or molded into the chip itself, so that it's not something that someone can easily change and stuff like that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't gamble, so I've never played poker in a casino or anything like that. I've just done a couple of slots and everything. I spent so much time in Nevada as a kid that I just got to where I just didn't see it anymore. Oh, I mean, even in the laundromat, you had a slot machine. So I just got to where I didn't even see them anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
Okay.
no, I know what you're talking about.
So it's interesting that each place has their own rules as to how they want to do them and stuff. And then we get a shot of Miller just like looking off into the distance, like away from everyone else, trying to figure out his next move. And he seems to have a thought as he's looking at all these men walking by. Now, there is one guy who walks by who resembles Matt Damon. I know it's not Matt Damon, but it resembles him. And I find it very funny
Yeah.
that they possibly did that on purpose, to make us think that, hey, he's actually going to spot, Ryan as
The
he's walking by here and stuff like that.
classic red
Oh, well,
herring
that's right.
trick.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And
Yep. Or it could have been Matt Damon's body double. I mean, maybe they just stuck him in the shot. This will get people wondering.
It definitely could.
So that's always possible.
That's right. And as Miller's looking at all these soldiers as they're walking by, the minute ends. So, is there anything else that you wanted to say about this minute?
Well, I just think it's very effective how the mood in that scene changes. Like you said, you hear the music changing, and you see Miller, all of a sudden he gets sobered up and he starts yelling. We're kind of creeping into the next minute here, but he starts looking at the crowd and think, okay, is anybody here named Ryan? He's got to do something to reset the minute or the moment. And then that's where we cut off. It's like, okay, he's back to reality now. Okay.
Right. And I
Time to keep
think that at
going.
this point, Miller also realizes that they've maybe gone a little too far with what they've been doing up until now.
Yeah.
That okay, this
Yeah,
isn't it.
they're too
This isn't what we
superficial.
need to be doing. We need to find some other way
Yeah, so we're gonna.
to let's think of a new plan as to how we're going to try and find to find Ryan. Yeah,
Yep, gotta
exactly.
refocus.
All right.
Yep.
So every Thursday we have a segment called Say What Thursday. Say what? Say what again?
Boy.
So this segment is a game. Anyone who's seen this movie knows that there are lots and lots and lots of actors in this movie who are very famous and have been in many other movies. So the idea here is that every week I take three actors and you have three actors to choose from as your answers. And I've chosen five movies that that these three actors have been a part of. One of these three actors have been a part of, and I will give you a quote from a movie and the year of the movie, and you have to try and tell me which of the three actors said this quote and in what movie did they say it. Okay, relatively straightforward.
Okay. Oh boy.
Okay, so your three choices of actors
right.
are it's either Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, or Barry Pepper. Okay. Now it is possible that I will not use any of them. Sorry, obviously no, that's not possible. It's possible that I will not use all of them. Okay, but those are your choices.
Okay.
Okay. So like I said, I will tell you the year of that the movie came out, and you will have to tell me which of these three actors said this quote and in what movie. Okay. And if you want, there are lifelines. I can tell you the name of I can tell you the name of other actors who are in that particular movie. I can tell you the name of the director. You know, there are options along the way if needed.
All right. Everything but pull the audience.
All right. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hard to do
okay.
That.
So remember, it could be Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, or Barry Pepper. Okay. So we're going to start with the first one. First one is a movie from 1998. And the quote is, "Careful, you don't step in the bullshit."
Lifeline, please.
You're already jumping at a lifeline.
Yes. I'm sorry. That line is completely unfamiliar. how about other actors?
Other actors. Okay. I'm trying to think of somebody that won't give it away too easily. But Goofy also features Paul Giamatti.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm sorry. That doesn't help.
That doesn't help. Okay.
No.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
This movie also features Tom Sizemore.
Oh boy. Gee whiz, how many of these movies have I seen these guys with? I can't think where that line comes from. Okay.
Okay, Vin Diesel is also in this movie. Careful you don't step in the bull.
Okay. I'm gonna guess, but I'm guessing this is probably wrong. Triple X.
No.
That
no.
can't yeah, Death can't be
is,
great.
Is 2001 or 2003. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But again, it's a question of whether it's Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, or Barry Pepper.
Huh.
You know, you have to try and think of a movie that any of them were together with the actors that I just mentioned.
Yeah. I'm gonna have
Triple X was 2002. That was okay.
I'm gonna have to go with Barry Pepper on that one.
And you will be correct. It is Barry Pepper.
Okay. It doesn't sound like Hanks or Damon.
Okay.
No idea what.
And this movie came out in 1998.
Okay.
A movie that Barry Pepper was in 1998 that he says, "Careful, you don't step in the bullshit." And I know that you've seen this movie.
Oh boy. Okay. Dang it. Hey, no comments from the peanut gallery. I got my son over here jumping out of his pants. He's wanting to tell me something, but I'm not letting him do this. boy, I'm gonna feel really dumb if I give up on this one. So. Oh my! Oh my gosh!
Once you get some help from your son on it.
Yeah, I think he's looking it up. I don't.
He's looking. Oh, that's cheating!
Yeah, no,
that's
this,
cheating. Looking it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, this is not good. I think we're gonna have to block this one. No, no open book here, honey. Thank you. So yeah, oh my gosh, what? Okay, so that's from Saving Private Ryan. I'm gonna
yes.
guess. Oh my
yes,
word.
And you would be correct.
Oh my word. My brain is just not liking me right now. This is just oh my gosh.
That's okay. It was a trick question.
Oh boy. Oh my gosh. I was like, when did Vin Diesel and Barry Pepper make a movie? Oh yeah, dang it. That's right.
Saving Private Ryan could be, one of those movies. Okay.
Yes. Oh.
All right. Let's move on to the next one then. Okay. All right. The
Okay,
next
yep.
one is a movie from 2015. Okay.
Okay.
And the quote is, "In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option. I'm going to have to science the shit out of it."
That sounds like Tom Hanks.
No, it is not Tom
Oh
Hanks.
man, okay. Well,
So it's either Barry Pepper or Matt
oh,
Damon.
that's got to be Matt Damon. That sounds like a Matt Damon quote.
Okay. And do you have any idea what movie it is from 2015? It is Matt Damon. Yes, you are correct.
Okay. I can see his face that I want to say the astronaut, but I don't think that's the title of the movie. It's
The
that one where
Martian.
he's
The
all by
Martian.
himself.
You are correct.
The
The
Martian.
Martian.
That's the one where he's all by himself
Yes.
in the I've only seen that movie once.
Okay.
So
Okay. That's
yeah.
fair. All right.
I can see the poster right in front of me.
All right. The third one. A movie from 1995. We're not doing this, gentlemen. We are not going to do this. We're not going to go bouncing off the walls for 10 minutes because we're just going to end up right back here on the same problems, try to figure out how to stay
Oh,
alive.
that's just too easy. That's Apollo 13. That is Tom Hanks.
Okay. Yes,
It's like,
it
yes, I know this one.
right. All right. Next one from 1993. I am not going to New York to meet some woman who could be a crazy sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
Oh, that's another easy one. That's Sleepless in Seattle.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And the final one
Like those.
from
Okay.
1998. The whole purpose of places like Starbucks is for people with no decision-making ability whatsoever to make six decisions just to buy one cup of coffee. Short, tall, light, dark,
Oh.
caf, decaf, low fat, non-fat, etc. So people who don't know what the hell they're doing or who on earth they are can, for only $2.95, get not just a cup of coffee, but an absolutely defining sense of self. Tall, decaf, cappuccino.
Another easy one. That is my number one. That's You've Got Mail.
That is correct. You see,
Yeah.
you did very well, except for on the first one. So that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Right, excellent.
I was just like, oh, Rob, this is just too easy.
okay. So you prefer the harder ones?
No, we're good.
I could have
We're
found
totally
really I
good.
could have found some very obscure ones if you really wanted.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I don't know if we have time for that.
Exactly. All
Yeah.
right, excellent. So Rebecca, would you like to once again tell people where they can find Rebecca Denison?
Okay. I am at takinguproom.com, and then taking up more room is at rebeccadeniston.substack.com. And then my social media, I'm on Twitter, X, and Instagram, and Blue Sky, and that's all three of them are taking up room.
All right, excellent. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to movierobminute@movierob.net. So, Rebecca, you feel like coming back again tomorrow to finishing off the week?
Sure, I'm game.
All right, excellent. So until tomorrow, earn this.
Earn this.
Of days gone by.